Hello to all my chaverim yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. We are studying a new Masechta today, Masechta Shabbos, in our audio shiurim on Mishnayos. And we start with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, Yitzias HaShabbos. Taking things out on Shabbos. Rashi and the Rav say it means taking things from one Rishus to another Rishus. And we're dealing when it happens on Shabbos, and the Gemara explains that bringing things in is also called Yitzias, because you're also carrying from one Rishus out into a different Rishus. Whether you're going from inside to outside or outside to inside, we use this Lashon of Yitzias. The Rav adds on, why do we use this Lashon of Yitzias? We don't say Hotzos, that you're carrying. Yitzias sounds like it's maybe going out by itself. He says we use the Pasuk's Lashon. It says in the Pasuk in Shmos Perak Tezayim, Pasuk Chavtes, Al Yetzei Ish Mi Makomo. Don't go out. And from there we darshan Hotzah, that a person shouldn't go out with a kli in his hand to gather up the man. So this Lashon of Yetzei, the Mishnah uses as Yitzios. Tesis Yantar says that the Rambam writes, and also Tosfos has this same idea, that even though that this malacha is mentioned at the end of the list of the 39 malachas in the 7th parak of this Masechta, still the Tana decided to use this as the first malacha to describe in this Masechta, because it's something that's always found by people, and a lot of times people make a mistake about it. They think that it's not such a special deal because you don't even have to use any kind of a kli to do this malacha. It can be done just by itself without any kli, so people aren't too careful about it, so therefore the Tana wanted to emphasize it. The second reason is to teach us that even though it doesn't look like a malacha, it really is a malacha. Okay, and he brings Tosfos, which really is the Ran saying it, that the Tana wanted to tell you things in the order that they become usher, starting with Erev Shabbos, wanted to tell you what things to stay away from on Erev Shabbos, and then get into the actual on Shabbos itself. And since he wanted to start talking about what we have in the second or third Mishnah, about the tailor not to carry out a sewing pin in his lapel, for example. So we shouldn't do that on Erev Shabbos, because he might come to actually still carry it on Shabbos. So he had to tell you first that Hotzah is an Isra on Shabbos. Otherwise, what's the big deal of a tailor carry anything on Shabbos? We don't know it's an Isra. So we had to start off in telling you that it's an Isra to carry, and therefore, as we go on in the Mishnayos, be careful on Erev Shabbos not to inadvertently carry something out, so you won't come to carry on Shabbos. So because of that, we have Gzeira on Erev Shabbos, getting close to nightfall, not to carry out. Verse Rahul brings from his son, Apshat, that why does it say Yitzios and not Hotzos? Because they want to tell about the Yitzios of a person. A person going out, it's possible to do the Avera of carrying just by moving his body, him physically going out from his Rishus HaYachud to the Rishus HaRav. That would be possible to do an Avera, just like if he was carrying any Chafetz out from his Rishus to another Rishus. Even, for example, if his friend put a load on his back, he didn't do anything, he was just standing there, his friend loaded up his back, and then he walked out, that would be Yitzia that he would be Chayef for, as we have in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So all these reasons, we use the Lashon of Yitzios and not Hotzah. So the Mishnah says, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Sheim Arba Bifnim. There are two cases, which are really four cases, for the person standing inside. Rashi Rav explained, there are two Midyaraisa, taking out and bringing in, for the Balabayas who's standing inside in Rishus HaYachid. And as the Rav explains, for these two, he would be chayef if he did it b'shogeg, a carbon chatas, and if he did it on purpose, he'd be chayef karis, and if he had hasra, he'd get skila, just like any other malachas of Shabbos. These two diaraises turn into four, adding two midrabanan, that they answered if the malacha was done by two people. If one people did the akira, lifting it up, and the other person did was meniach, putting it down, because two people who do it together are pater b'diraisa, they added on, it would also be asa d'rabbanan. The Rav says, it says in Vayikra Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Zayin, ba'asosa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem, and they darshan from that pasuk, ha'oses kula v'lo os miksasi, only chayav b'diraisa if you do the whole malacha, not if you do part of the malacha. Similarly, on all the malachas of Shabbos, we say if one person does it, he's chayav. If two people do it, they're pater. Here too, if one person doesn't do the whole malacha, doesn't do the akira and the hanacha, he is not chayiv diaraisa, but the Chacham added that he would be chayiv midrabanan just for doing the akira or just for doing the hanacha, as we will explain here. Shtayim sheim arabachutz, and Mishnah says there are two cases of diaraisa if a person standing outside in the Mishnah Sarabim that turn into four cases by adding two drabanan, as Rashi and the Rav explain. The is two from the Torah of Hotzah and Achnasa for the Ani who's standing outside in the Rishus HaRabim, which turned into four Midivreya and Midrabanan. They added two to Asa L'Chadchila if one person is Oker and the other is Meniach. Tesis Yantiv brings from Taisis a question from the Ri. Why do we need to have both cases, the Ani and the Balabayas? What do we care if someone's rich, someone's poor? If they're moving something from one Rishus to another, what's the difference if he's inside, he started moving it outside, or he's outside, maybe inside? And the Ri explains, we need to tell you because Hotzah is malacha grua. It's not such a strong type of malacha that people could realize that it really is a malacha. Because what's the big deal? You're just moving something from one rishus to another rishus. What's the difference? How's that any different from moving it from rishus hayachad to another rishus hayachad? Why would rishus hayachad to rishus haram or rishus haram to rishus hayachad be an avera? And we wouldn't have learned Hotzah of the Ani from the person outside, from the one inside. And we wouldn't learn the inside one from the one outside. And you see that's the case because they're actually two psukim by Hotzah, as it says in the beginning of the parak of Azorik. It says the pasuk in Shmos, parak Laban Vav, pasuk Vav, Vayikolei Ha'am Mehavi, and at the end of the first parak of Erevin, they learn another pasuk, they say, Al Yetzei, we mentioned before, Al Yetzei Yishmol Komo. So we need two psukim to tell you these halachas, one for the person inside carrying out, and one for the person outside carrying in. Because it's a malacha grua, we need both psukim, one for the ani, who's the person outside, and the other for the usher, who's the person inside. So the Mishnah says, Kate said, how does this work? So the first Yisrael says, we're going to first talk about the two diaraisas for the person standing outside. The hani omid b'chutz v'bal habayis b'fnim. The ani's outside, the balabayas inside. The Tiferes Yisrael here, and the Rav in a little bit later in the Mishnah, explain why do we talk about an ani, and at Staka, he's looking to get something from the person inside. He's telling you that even though it's a mitzvah, but bavera, still you're chayiv on it, as you have in the second case as well. The Tosfos Yontif brings from the Rambam, we mentioned ani, it's a shorthand lashon, because it should have said, the person standing outside in the Rishus HaRabim use those words instead of the word ani. So quickly, to get three words down to one, they use the word ani, as we know that means the person outside. So what happens? Pasha ani is yad l'fdim. The person outside stuck his hand inside. Rashi said he was holding something in his hand, and the Rav says he was holding a basket or a box, and he had in it, he wanted the person inside to give him some bread from the balabayas. But not so he had a shalabayas. He took the basket, he put it into the hand of the balabayas. So Rashi Rav said, what did he do? He did the akira, he lifted it up in Rishus HaRabim, and he put it down in Rishus HaYachid. Oshinatal mitocha fahotzi, or, as Rashi Rav explained, he took the basket from the person inside the house, and he brought it outside. So he did the Akira in the Rishus HaYachid and Hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim. So those are two cases. The person outside either moved it from outside to inside or moved it from inside to outside. Tesir Rebbe Eger says, according to what we have later, the Maskana in the Gemara, that Akiras Gufo is like Akiras Chayf, it's moving your body. As we mentioned before, if someone loaded you up and you moved your body, that would be just the same as moving a Chayfetz. Here too, moving his body would be like moving the chayfetz. So even if he didn't put it down in Rishus HaRabim, he moved his hand, he was holding it in his hand, and he moved something from inside to outside, why don't we say he's also chayiv just from moving it into the Rishus HaRabim from the Mishnah HaYachid? So the Tiferes Yisrael says in the Boaz, he wonders about this because later on in Daf Tzadik Beis and Aleph it says the Masnisin is, the Mishnah is talking about, it's higher than three tefachim, and there you'd be putter by having hanacha in your hand. And the Haggah says it's tzarachin on this because there in the Gemara Taf Tzadik Beis and Aleph is talking about just when he stuck his hand to the outside. And here we're talking about that his hand and his body are in one rishus. So, see what the Rambam talks about this in Perek Yud-Gimel, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Vav. Try to clear up this controversy about why we're talking about moving chayfetz and not just talking about moving the body. So in any case, Ha'ani Chayef, if the Ani moved something from inside, put it down outside, or he picked it up outside, moved it inside, he'd be chayev, Rashi and Rav say, because he did a complete malacha, and those are the two diaraisas for the person outside. The Rav adds also that even though we need a kira from a place which is four tefachim by four tefachim, and hanach in a place which is four by four tefachim, we don't have it here, because the yad of the ani and the balabayas is not a place of four by four, still the Gemara says that the yad of a person is chashev, just like dal, since it's used always to put things down and to pick things up with, even if they're very big. So we look, the yad is just the same as dal. Ferserel says, since he did a complete malacha by bringing out or bringing in, that would be your akira and hanacha. The balabai is potter, so just the ani b'chayiv for picking it up in Shusha Rav and bringing it in Shusha Yachad, or picking it up in Shusha Yachad and carrying it outside. The balabai is b'potter. Rashi and the Rav says, potter and also mutter. Okay, he didn't do anything. Okay, normally potter would mean he'd be asudra, he did some kind of isudra abanan. But here, the Mishnah means he didn't do anything. So he brings from the Ran that as far as Shabbos, we say potter and mutter, and we're not talking about the Isser of Lifnei Iver. Okay, we're not talking, why possibly the Balabayas is Iver Lifnei Iver by holding something and letting the Ani take it, or having a place where the Ani could put it down. We're not talking about Lifnei Iver at all, according to Taisus Yantif. We're just talking about the Isser of Shabbos. Taisus Rebekiva Eker says, there's also a Nafkamina because we say that someone who's a mummer for one thing, someone who always is over a certain iser, we say, okay, he's a mummer for that thing, but he's not a mummer for the kol Torah kula. But someone who's a mummer to mechal Shabbos b'farhesya, someone who's always over chas v'shalom averus of chilal Shabbos in public, he would be considered a mummer l'chol Torah kula, and we can't trust him on anything about the Torah, and his shchita would be aser. And a lot of the Rechorim hold that even a mummer on Mechal Shabbos, even an Issur Rabbanan, someone who is always over an Issur Rabbanan, also can't be trusted for anything. He'd be a mummer l'chol Torah kula. So therefore, when he is potter, aval aser, as far as Shabbos goes, in the case here, if he did it for Hesya, if it would be only, if we would consider the Balabayas who just stood there and let the Ani move something into and out of his hand, if he would consider him pachav aser as far as Shabbos goes, if it was done publicly, that would be a mumel chol Torah kula. We couldn't trust him at all. Therefore, we're telling you here, potter and mutter from Shabbos. He's not, didn't do anything as far as Shabbos goes. He was only over on Lifnei Iver. Okay, it's just like a regular lav, and he's not considered a mumer lechol Shabbos, and he's not mumer the chol Torah kula. So there's a big nafkamina if we consider him here to be putter completely on Shabbos, a mutter, he didn't do anything, and the only Isser is the Lifnei Iver, which doesn't affect him as far as the rest of the Torah goes. Tiferes Yisrael says, he's Iver of Lifnei Iver, even if the Ani could move things without him doing anything. Still, it would be Asim Rabbanan, as Taisus and the Rush say in Shabbos, Daf, Gimel, Amud, Beis. Okay, now we go to the next cases. Pashat, Tiferes Yisrael says, we're talking about the two diaraisa to the one who is inside. We described till now the two isurim, diaraisa, and the two derabanan for the person outside, the ani. Now we're talking about for the balabais inside. So Pashat balabais is yadu l'chutz. He stuck his hand from inside outside. V'naz l'tok yadu sha'ani, and he put it into the hand of the ani. Tiferes Yisrael says, the balabais did both. He did the hotzah, he did the akira from inside and hanacha outside. Osha natum mitoch v'hechnes. Or he took from the ani's hand and he brought it in. Tiferes Yisrael says, balabais did with this hachnasa, akira and chutz and hanacha inside. What happens now? Balabais chayef ani pater. The balabais did everything, the ani didn't do anything. So Rashi Rav say, explain, this is the two minatayre for the person inside. What about Pashat? The Tiferes Yisrael says, now we're talking about the two drabanan. Pashat ani is yadol lefnim. If the ani stuck his hand inside for not the balabais itocha, and the balabais took it from the hands of the ani, as Rashi Rav said, that when the ani did the akiva and shesarabim, the hanacha, the balabais did inside. So the balabais did the hanacha in the rishus hayachid. Osha nasla tocha v'hotzi. Rashi now explained the balabais did the akira in the rishus hayachid, and the hatsoa was done by the ani who took it out to the rishus harabim. Tiferes Yisrael says, even though that when someone else puts a load on your back, as we mentioned before, and you walk out with it, we say akiras gufo is like akiras chayfet stami. Just by moving your body, it's like you move the chayfets. Here we're talking about the yad, and the yad follows the guf, so the yad would be in the same rishus as the guf. We wouldn't say that he moved it similarly to moving your whole body out of the rishus. So in this case, if they both took part in doing the avera, shnayim paturim, they're both pater, Rashi and Rav say, because neither one did the whole malacha completely, but it's also to do so, to join in together, because maybe they'll come each one by themselves to do the malacha, complete malacha on Shabbos. So that's two isurim derabanan, one for the ani b'chutz and one for the balabais inside. And why didn't we mention two for each one, an akira for an ani, an akira for the balabais, the ani hanachal balabais? Why didn't we mention all that? Because we're only talking about akiras. We want to talk about the beginning of the malacha, and we're afraid if he starts the malacha doing this kind of akira, maybe he'll finish doing the whole thing. But just talking about the hanacha part, which is the end of the malacha, we're not going to describe that. Taisis Yanta says, this that the Rav asks, why don't we mention both for each person? He means for each one, it should end up with six. It should be the two deraisa, and then two going out, and two going in. It would make six, not just two to four, it would be two to six. That was Akasha, and that's what the Gemara asked that Kasha. Taisis Rikideja says, that's why we say this in the Gemara, Paturi de Asi Behuli de Chiv Chatis Kachash. We're only talking about Issed Rabbanan that might lead to an Issed Raisa, the Akira, that if he completed it would bring you to the Issed Raisa. If he might do the Hanacha, that's what we're worried about. We're not concerned just about the second half if all he did was the Hanacha. Now, Pashat, Tiferes Yisrael says, now we're going to talk about the two Rabbanan for the person inside. Pashat Balabais is Yado Lechutz. He stuck his hand outside the balabais. For natal ani mitoch, and the ani took it from his hand. Tiferes Yisrael says the balabais didn't do the whole thing. He just did the akira and shesayachid. He didn't do the hotzah part. The ani did that. Osha nasan latocha behechnes, or the ani put something into his hand and he brought it in. Tiferes Yisrael says the balabais did the hachnasa. Just with the hachnasa, he just did hanach and shesayachid. Shneim paturim, they're both pater. Tiferes Yisrael says, because they only did each one half malacha. Okay, moving on to the second Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, the Gemara is on Daf Tes Vav Manala. Lo yeshiv adin lefeh hatsaper samach lemincha. Don't sit in front of the saper, the barber, as Rashi says, for a haircut. Don't sit for a haircut before close to mincha. The Rav says, even in a weekday, because we're about to talk about later on about a tailor going out with his needle because he might forget and go out. And that is similar to what we're talking about here of not sitting in front of the barber close to mincha because he might forget and not daven. Therefore, we mentioned here, even though It's a little extra. We mention it first, and then we explain it the Shabbos, which are more. This is a small thing to say, that don't sit in front of the barber because you might forget to daven. Then we go into the Chayat and the whole Shabbos, which is more lengthy. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, we're also trying to tell you that even if someone is getting a haircut or he's washing for Kavod Shabbos, it might stretch out. Therefore, don't start too close to Shabbos. That's another reason why it's brought here. Still, it would be usher. So it would say here in the Mishnah, Samach l'mincha, don't get your hair cut too close to mincha time, ad sheyispalel, unless you've davened mincha already. Rashi says, don't do this close to mincha. The Rav says, it's about mincha gedola, which is from 6.5 hours in the day and on. Like, if it was a 12-hour day, it would be 12:30. If it was 6 to 6. Don't do it from 6:30, from 12:30 in the afternoon on. And Samach l'mincha means beginning of the mincha gedola is from the 6.5 hours, so samach to it would be from the beginning of the 7th hour, okay, from noon. Even though there's plenty of time from then until mincha time, until it's mincha time is over, still this gzeira, maybe the barber's scissor would break after he started to give you a haircut, and the time for davening will pass before he could fix it and complete the haircut. You won't want to get up out of the seat with half a hair. Having a haircut and half not. Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Vega says the Mishnah in the Shir in our Mishnah is you shouldn't start even close to Mincha Gedola. But if you did start, we don't make you stop, even if you're close to Mincha Ketana. That's what the Ramban says in Mochamas in the Shitas of the Rif. That's a Tosfos if is that even if you started, you do have to stop from Mincha Ketana, which is 1.25 hours before the end of this month. And our Mishnah is only talking about the Mincha Gedola. It's Machlokas there between the Rishonim. That, do you have to stop once you got, if you started beforehand, do you have to stop when it reaches Mincha Gedola or not? The Das of the Mar in the Mishnah is only talking about Mincha Ketana at all. But by Mincha Gedola, it is definitely Mutter. Our Mishnah isn't even talking about Mincha Gedola. It's only talking about Mincha Ketana, according to him. Even to make a big Suda, no problem at Mincha Gedola time. Tiferes Yisrael says, we actually hold the halacha that with our haircuts, even close to Mincha Ketana is no problem to start. As the Magen Avraham says in Siman Reish on the base, Sivkot and Gimel. And Mincha Ketana is from 9.5 hours in the day, okay, which close to that would be 9. So not as I said, 1.25 hours, but 2.5 hours before the end of the day. Samach to it would be 9. Still, by other tefillos, just a mincha we're worried about, but other tefillos, you could take a haircut close to this mana tefillah. Only by mincha, which is in the middle of the day, they made a gzeira. The Rama Perek Vav brings this in Hilchos Tefillah, similarly the tour in that area. So lo yikanes adam lemerchatz, don't go into a merchatz. Rashi says the reason is because maybe it'll stretch out until the time and you'll miss your zman tefillah. The Rav says maybe you would faint in this merchatz from the hot air. The Zion says even if you just went in just to do the shvitz, just to sweat it off, don't do that close to mincha if you haven't davened yet. Flo laborsiki. What is a borsiki? Rav says the place where you work on hides, tanning hides, because maybe you will see something that is not going well there, and your hides might go bad if you don't move them around, and then you'll start fixing them, and your work will start stretching until you'll miss your time of tefillah. Tosfos Yontif brings from the Gemara, don't even go just to look to see what's happening there. Tiferes Yisrael says, similarly, any kind of other malacha or business where you might have to spend a long time there, as the Magen Avraham says in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Katan Vav. The Meiri, in the name of the Rashba, says just those malachos that normally you have to, once you start it, you have to finish it. That's included in this gezerah, but other things that you could stop and pick up later on, it's okay to do that work. You just stop when it gets close to mincha. V'lo lechel, don't eat. Rav says even a small seuda, because maybe it'll stretch out and you'll miss your zman tefillah. Tiferes Yisrael says, now even by a seuda ketana, because which is a normal seuda of a regular person, also close to the mincha gedola, which you have two things going for you. It's only a small suda, and it still have plenty of time. Still, it is usher. He brings up and from the Beis Yosef, but some say that it's dafka in only one thing is wrong. Like if it was suda katana, close to mincha katana, or suda gadola, like in a suin or a bris milah, close to mincha gadola, that would be only ones that would be usher, as the Magen Avraham has in Sifkat and Tesvav. And some say that even a Suda Katana, even close to Mincha Katana, is Mutter. And a Suda Gedola, even close to Mincha Gedola, is Aser. Still, in a place where they actually call you to come daven, there it's Mutter to have a Suda Katana close to Mincha Katana, but not a Suda Gedola, even if it's close to the Mincha Gedola time. And if you already started eating, still, when you get to the time Mincha Katana, you would have to stop. But everybody holds that just to taste a small bit, like a beitza of pas or some mashkin that a mashakrim, and certainly peros, that is mutter, as the Magen Avraham there says in Sifkat and Yudalit and Yud Zayin. So it's all kinds of machlekes. Are we talking about a small suda, a big suda, mincha katana, mincha gedola, all different types of shitas? Falo ledin. Don't start a din, Rav says, even if it was a Gemara din, the end of a din, they already heard all the tightness of the Bali dinim, and all they have is left is to paskin the din by itself. Maybe they'll see a reason that we did something wrong, we have to go back and review all the arguments, we'll have to go back, it'll be like Techilas HaDin. The Tiferet Yisrael says, we paskin that just to hear the original tightness of the Bali din, that would be usher. Brought there in Sifkat and Yud Gimel, but when it comes to Zman Krishma or Tefillah, even to learn is Aser, as we have there in Sifkat and Ches. The Mishnah says, what if you started? Rashi says, well, if you started any one of these activities, the verse says, even after Mincha Gedola, and Tesis Devar Yamaskol V'im says, even if you started Be'isser, Ein Mafzikin, you don't have to stop. Rashi and the Rav say, he shouldn't finish and then daven. He should finish and then he should daven. That's as long as he has enough time to finish before it's the time that these manfila would pass. The Rav adds that starting the what is considered starting your haircut, that's when he puts the sheet, the barber sheet, on you to catch any hair that might fall on your clothes. And what's the starting of the merchatz? When he spreads out the beged close to his body, and some say when he takes the suder on his head, he takes that off. That's the first thing he takes off from his clothes. And the beginning of the borsuhi is when he puts on by his shoulders, by his hand coverings in order to get used to work with the hides. And the beginning of achila is when he starts washing his hands. So these are all the times that we say once he's already started, you don't have to stop. And what's Hatzchalas HaDin? When the Dayanim get themselves wrapped up in their talus to sit by the din with Ema and Yira. And if they were already wrapped up from a different din before, and now a new din came to them, close to Mincha, that would be the beginning of that din when they start talking with their tainus. Tiferes Yisrael says, if there's enough time, even if it came to Mincha Tana, it would be Mutter, and someone who is actually mutter to continue and he stops, he's considered a hedyot. But if he started close to Mincha Katana, he should stop even if there is time. That's what Tiferes Yisrael says from the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Tes. Mafsikin likras krishma. The Mishnah says, from you stop if it's krishma time. Rashi says, that's a deraisa. And Rav says, this is something new we're talking about. That if you have people who are sitting and learning, they stop their learning in order to read krishma in this Zman Kavua, as it says in Devarim Perek Vav, B'Shafkov Kumecha. Tesis Yantif says, the Rav says, that we're talking about learning, that's because later on in the Mishnah we're talking about not stopping. The Gemara there is talking, it's talking there about learning. Otherwise, we already mentioned this whole thing in the beginning about starting and stopping. And just like from Divrei Torah, we stop for Krishna because it's Deraisa here, Kol Shekein, for all these other things before, we should stop, even if there's time, since you already started Be'isser. That's what the Ran says. Taisa Rikivegar asks, the Sefer is talking about Tfilas Arvis. That's what he says. As we say, Mafsikim LeKrishma. That's Meir of time. And therefore, we wouldn't know from the beginning of the Mishnah anything, because that's talking about Tfilas Mincha. So he has a question, why are the Rishonim saying that we could learn the Sefer from the Resha? Unless we were talking about something else, talking about learning. V'ein mafsikin l'tfila, the Rav says, we don't stop for a Shmona Esrei. There's no Zman Kavua midyaraisa. And we're only talking about someone like Reb Shimon ben Yochai and his Chaverim, who's Tarasa Imnasam. But us, ourselves, since we do stop our learning Torah for our work, certainly we should stop for the Tefillah for Shmona Esrei. Taisi Yantar brings from the Ran, in the name of the Bahamar, that here, there's no time, and still Reb Shimon ben Yochai and his friends could stop and do away with the Tefillah completely, okay? Since that's what they do all day long is learn, they can do away with the tefillah if they need to. And if someone who is teaching someone else, even if there's no other time, he doesn't stop for Krishma, unless if he can't teach afterwards. But the verse Israel says, when he reaches the mind of Krishma, what he should do is he should read the first pasuk and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam. As it says in Arachayim Siman Pei Tes, the Ramah, Saif Simen Yud, and then go back to learning and say Krishna, I guess, later on when he has a chance. That's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.